I remember 1970 when I came to this country. I wanna go. I live in River Street. When I wanna go to downtown to buy something, shoes or underwear, I gotta take somebody with me to try to translate to the salesman in the store what I needed. It's nobody speaks Spanish in downtown Paris. I don't know is anybody over there, but I never find somebody. I don't see any Spanish business over there. I remember it's the big major brother department store, Jayco department store on Main Street in Paris, some beautiful stores over there. Maybe 1971 or 1972, when I working around out of Parenson, I saw restaurants, small bodegas, Spanish. And I remember one time I working for Market Street, I saw a clothing store, Spanish over there, I remember. But out of this area, Broadway, Park Avenue, and Market Street, I don't see any Spanish business like on Madison or 21st Avenue. I don't see, and I do not remember any Spanish business. When I moved to 21st Avenue 14 years ago, I remember in this part of the area, I am the second Spanish speaking open business in this area. I remember one Cuban guy over there, he have a small bodega, and I opened my store over here on 21st Avenue. I remember when I opened the store in this side, everybody told me, hey, you're gonna lose it. You're not gonna do anything over there. I said, why? It's all Italian and American. You are Spanish. I don't think so you're gonna do it well over there. I said, well, let me try. I don't lose. Thank God, I know I can do it. I do it. I don't worry for Italian or American. I know I have a good merchant, a good price, and I know everybody can to my place. I know 100%. And I open the business and think up everything is good and perfect. I never worry for customers. I have a Italian, I have everybody can to my place. 1980, 1981, everybody can to my place to buy my place.
And the people who knew you from Broadway, you told them you were coming here and they followed you here. They,
yes, 100%.
Why did you choose 21st Avenue?
Well, I don't choose 21st Avenue. When I work in my house on Broadway, I received a letter from the city hall to say to me, this is your house, but in the city regulation, half of the house is commercial and half of your house is residential. You can have a retail business in your house. Half of the house is okay for retail business, but the other half is only for commercial. And now you have a complaints, your neighbor complains, they never find parking on the street. The reason is everybody is in your place and all the street is full of cars. It's okay, say, let's go, I gotta open a store now. And my friend Bernie Rogoff, he called Mr. Levine, he's in the real estate business at this time, and Mr. Levine said, yes, I have a nice place on 21st Avenue, but this is all American, but maybe he can go, he went. I come, I see the place, brand new building, beautiful, nice, next to the bank. I remember my experience in my country. I remember my father told me every time, when you want to open business, you got to find right the corners. And you have people from one side and the other side. And you gotta try to get the best place next to the bank, so place you get a lot of people. Say the bank is right on the corner, it's one building from the corner. I say, that's the place I want. I took the place. I don't worry for the area or for the neighbor. I say, I know I can
because
do
a business location on the corner.
Yes.
And that was around 1980?
1981, yes. My little daughter is 1 year old at this time.
And then you had to move because the business got bigger?
Yes.
You wanted more space?
Yes, I wanted more space. Plus, I figured out when I have an open door and window, I can get people working, can get in my place. Yes, they know where I am and what I have. And I take this place next door, like 750 square feet. 2 or 3 months later, I got to find warehouse across the street. I have a lot of merchandise. And 2 years later, this guy over here, he owned this building. He offered me the building. I said, yes, I take it, no problem. And I bought this building in 1983.
And at this time, we were talking before about the fact that there were no Spanish. It's interesting that you were saying that the people, the Spanish-speaking people that you knew, were working two jobs and they had money in their hands and they could spend. And you then also, so there was a market there, and you opened and catered to the Spanish-speaking people, and they could come into a shop and speak and be understood and that sort of thing. So in 83, was your business mainly Spanish-speaking, or was it capturing some of the...
Okay, when I opened the store, that's my first store I opened. I opened door, gates, window. I got all the people in this area. I remember at this time this area is most Italian and American. And I get all the Italian, all the American people.
They were coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember 1980s very famous names, Sergio Valenti Jean or Jordan Jean. Okay. At this time, I don't have the money to put in advertising. Plus, at this time, I don't believe in advertising. You know, I am successful in our business. I don't need advertising. I don't need anything. But I figure Sergio Valente and Jordan Jean, they spend $1 million of dollars in advertising with this label. I say, well, I get it direct from the company, my jean. I remember when I put one sample, I paid $18.50, one pair of jeans wholesale price. Everybody, all the big stores, they sell it for $24, $29 retail. I said, let's put this jean for $21 retail. I make it like $2.50 a pair of jeans. But when the people saw in the window and have a Jordan San Sergio Valente jean for $21.99, you don't know how many people I get it into my store.
High volume, low markup.
But only one garment. But when the people come to my store and buy one pair of jeans, I have my employees, my wife and myself ready to say, hey, you need a t-shirt, you need a shirt, you need a jacket. And when the people come to the cashier to pay, I say, hey, wait a minute, now you need a perfume. Or it's a lady, I say, you need something, makeup or this thing. These people come to my store to spend $21.99 on one pair of jeans, but when they go out, they spend $100 in my store. And I put everything together and I figure out how much I make. And you remember at this time, this company, they spend millions of money in advertising. And everybody know what is Jordan, what is Sergio. I don't put any money in advertising. The only thing I do is I put in my window a lot of Sergio Valenti jean, big sign, $21.99, and everybody comes. I have people from Garfield, Farfield, Fairlawn coming on it for the bargain for the Sergio or Jordan jean. But when the people come to my place, men or ladies, I know they have to give me more business, not only the jean.
And they did.
Oh, yes.
So the jeans pulled them in.
Yes.
And then when they were here, they...
And remember, I have experience in retail business. I know how I can talk to with the people. I say to him, that this is a blue denim jean, beautiful. What about the top? No, I don't need it. No, come on, you need a nice top or a sweater or a jacket. Now it's cold outside. Okay, let me have a jacket. Okay, now you got the jacket. Now maybe you need a good perfume. I have a man, ladies perfume. Oh yeah, let me have a one.